In 2005, jazz pianist Eldar Djangirov appeared on our program. He sat at the piano in our performance studio, 4A, and played his arrangement of the Thelonious Monk tune, Ask Me Now. I swear you could almost see sparks flying off the keyboard. Eldar was 18 years old then, and a month away from his high school graduation. He already was a seasoned performer and recording artist. He's now 24, on tour. He played the Kennedy Center this past week, and he's just released a new CD called Three Stories. Earlier this week, Eldar inspired an even younger group of musicians.
It's something that I want you guys to always think about the drums and the way you place the note, right?
He visited the Kenmore Middle School in Arlington, Virginia, and worked with the student jazz band.
So, one, two, three, four.
Eldar Djangirov is back in an NPR studio with me. It is so nice to see you again.
Absolutely a pleasure to be here.
I want to know about your working with kids. Are they excited about jazz these days?
I think so. I think the love for music is as healthy as ever.
Okay. So then you go, the rhythm of the whole thing is...
It's interesting that you're working with middle school students because the last time we talked, you said that it was really cool for you in middle school. That was when you loved going to school.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always ups and downs, you know, in that age. But I think, you know, when they hear music so early, I think they register it as a positive memory. And that can have profound effect on how they appreciate music when they grow up.
Take quite a few liberties with some of the classics, the standards, and did you plan it this way? It's almost seamless that you can go from an etude into a Bud Powell.
With this particular record, the reason it's called Three Stories is because the majority of the repertoire on it is derived from three directions: jazz standards, original compositions, and classical themes. Mm-hmm. So that particular repertoire can connect to so many different audiences, I feel like, and audiences can get something from that record. And I'm very happy to do it because I feel like part of the art is to connect to people.
What about Russian Lullaby?
Russian Lullaby. I was playing, actually, one of the pieces on the record is a Scriabin piece. And he is a master of short form pieces. And one of the things that I wanted to do is write a piece that that has a certain amount of lullaby in it. You know, and the thing is that, you know, my mom, I remember when she first started giving me lessons, and she's kind of like the... I don't want to say the puritanical, like, Russian piano teacher, but she had enough patience for me and love, but she was very strict. And just the things that I began playing and the things, because she wanted, you know, she was teaching me 100% classical. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of like a nod to her.
You practice, you compose, you play, you perform, you travel, you're 24. Do you have a life?
Yeah, that is my life. Yeah, definitely.
No regrets, nothing. There's nothing else you'd rather do.
I feel like, to be honest, I never had a choice not to do it.
Oh, but do you resent that, or is that okay?
No.
No, you don't.
I never, because I definitely could have quit. Could have quit when I was, not even going into my teens. Because music, I don't really remember not playing music ever. And my dad, the way he really got into jazz, he has a PhD in mechanical engineering, and he was traveling all over the Soviet Union on different projects, and really he would just get jazz records on what would be the black market, because they weren't exactly legal, but he had a huge collection of jazz records, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of records, spanning, the entire evolution of the music. And by the time that I was born, it was kind of like a very convenient situation with my mom starting out with a classical training. And my father was constantly playing jazz in the house. So the bond between my parents was basically based on music. So I had a choice not to play music when I was older, but when I started out, it was definitely something that was part of the air.
And you chose to continue to play music. Doesn't seem to be a tough choice, was it?
No, it wasn't a tough choice, because I was already so deep into it, and it was something that was so ingrained in me. It was part of my personality that there was no way I could abandon home. That was where I felt at home,
And where you're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Eldar Djangirov, his new CD is called Three Stories. Thanks so much for coming back to talk to us.
Thank you, Leanne.
You can hear songs from Three Stories at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.